I welcome you on the prophetic flow with joy, with happiness and excitement. We are on the 25th day of blessings of the month of June, and I welcome you to partake of these blessings that are coming and being released over your life and the life of your family. So if you are here today, I want you to share and extend these blessings to your family and to all those people that are in your community and in your neighborhood in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen. We bless the Lord and we give Him praise and we give Him all the glory and all the honor. We thank Him for His goodness. We thank Him for His mercy. And we thank Him for all that He has done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are worthy of all praise. We welcome you on the prophetic floor and we honor you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So let us go. Our first blessing goes this way. Our first blessing goes this way. The blessings of anointing. The blessings of anointing. The blessings of anointing. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that your peace, which surpasses all understanding, guide our hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. Fill our life with your anointing. Sustain our life with your anointing. Protect our life with your anointing. Let the overshadowing blessings of your glory take over our life. Grant us deep anointing to know how to stand on our 2 feet and do well in this life in the name of Jesus. The Bible says when the anointing of Christ came upon the disciples, they were able to do exploit. So today I pray for the anointing of exploit over your life and the life of your family, over your life and the life of your children, over your life and the life of all those that you walk in continuous communication. I prophesy the anointing of supernatural grace to allow you to be able to go forward, to be able to move in His power, might, and authority, to be able to receive the glory that is due to His holy name. So if you are here today, rejoice in the blessings of the anointing that will bring exploit over your life and allow you to do well in this life. May the Lord lift up His countenance and His mercy. May the Lord move by His power and His holiness and anoint you to excel. Somebody say amen. Anoint you to excel. Anoint you to do very well. Anoint you to receive your heart desire. Anoint you to enjoy effortless blessings. If you are here today, say, I receive it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. The anointing make all the difference. Believe you me, the anointing make all the difference. When David had the anointing, he was able to defeat Goliath. When the anointing of God come upon your life, you can do impossible. So today, let us pray one more time. Abba, Father, I thank you for the anointing of excellence over everybody that is gathered here in the name of Christ Jesus. The anointing of excellence, the anointing of the overwhelming grace and favor over your life to cause you to move in the divine power and the authority of Christ Jesus. I bless the Lord and I give Him thanks and praise. I bless the Lord and I give Him thanks and praise. Anointing to succeed. Yes, David was fighting an impossible battle. Goliath was coming with a knife and a metal. David was coming with a stone and a sling. The two don't meet. But somehow, because of the anointing of God over David's life, he was able to defeat the impossible. So whilst you are here today, all those that are here with me online today, I pray for the supernatural anointing of God over your life, that every delay in your life will be squashed. Every misunderstanding in your life will be cleaned up. Every curse on your life will be abolished. I need 2 people to say amen right now. And every work darkness has placed upon you today and me, we break it in the name of Christ Jesus. Father, I break the curse. Destroy the spirit of delay, frustration and anger. I break it. Oh, yes. I break it and break it one more time in the name of Christ Jesus. So if you are here, I want you to know that God, by His power, is breaking the curse over your life and allow the anointing of Christ Jesus over you to defeat your Goliath, that strong enemy that is wrestling, that is fighting, that is warring over your life. We command the anointing of Christ Jesus that came upon David to defeat Goliath to come upon you. Somebody say amen. I need two people to say amen. I need two people to say amen right now. Father, I'm saying amen for myself and me and my family and all my faithful, loyal partners in the name of Christ Jesus. The one that is saying amen today, right now, may the anointing of Christ Jesus be over you. Likewise, also in Jesus' name, that you will defeat your Goliath. You will overcome your Philistines. Father, I pray that the anointing of Jehu will come upon, oh my God, I'm hearing the anointing of Jehu come upon your life in the name of Christ Jesus. May the Lord break every wall of resistance surrounding your life and every delay of darkness and every frustration of wickedness. Break every curse over your life in the name of Jesus and destroy every delay in your life. Somebody say amen in the name of Christ Jesus. Thank you, Abba Father. Yes, for your glory over this person that is showing up today in the name of Christ Jesus. May you, O God, release the anointing of blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. I go on to release the blessings of sufficiency. The blessings of sufficiency over my life and your life in the name of Christ Jesus. That your days of stagnation, your days of scanty blessings. The Bible says some people's hands are cursed. In the book of Haggai, it says some people's hands are cursed. And some people's holes in their clothes is cursed. There are holes in their pocket. You see, this is my jacket. Unfortunately, I can't see. But there are holes in your pocket. And if you're one of such people, today I break that curse. Somebody say amen. I break that curse. Somebody say amen. I break that curse. Somebody say amen. Every curse on your life that is making you lose blessings, supernatural favors, supernatural proficiency, we break it in the name of Christ Jesus. And I prophesy and release the blessings of sufficiency over your life. Somebody say amen. That you have sufficient, more than enough blessings to go over you, your children's children, the generation after you, over 1,000 generations in the name of Jesus. The Bible says Abraham had more than enough. Abraham had more than enough that he was able to even leave some. The Bible says the blessings of the Lord make it one rich. I pray the blessings of the Lord over your life. I pray and release the blessings of the Lord over your life, that you will have a sufficiency of anointing, of financial blessings, sufficiency of long life and health, a full old age of gray hair over you in the name of Jesus. I pray for the sufficiency of the favor of God over your life in the name of Jesus, that you will not lack. I curse the spirit of lack in your life. Somebody say amen. I curse the spirit of lack in your life because of the curse of your mother or your father. And you are the fruit of your mother or father. So their mess and their mistakes follow you. But today I release the blessings of sufficiency over your life in the name of Christ Jesus. The sufficiency, the blessing of sufficiency over your life in the name of Jesus. And I pronounce this blessing over you and your family. Over you and your family. Receive it in the name of Christ Jesus. And may it overtake you, outlast your life, outlive your life, outrun your life in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. May the blessings of God go with you, that you have more than enough blessings. Father, I release this anointing of more than enough, anointing of ease over you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now let's go on. The blessings of power and might. The blessings of power. The Bible says we shall receive power from on high. When you don't have power, the enemy will mess you up. Power from the Holy Spirit. Power from Christ Jesus. Power from the Holy Spirit. So today, in the name of Christ Jesus, I release the power of Christ over your life. And if you are here today, receive this power. Say yes. Somebody say yes, Lord. I release this power of Christ over you, that you will do amazing. Power and might, that you will do amazing. Power and might, that you will defeat your enemies. You will destroy every opposition that has wrestled your life in the name of Christ Jesus. May the Lord lift up his countenance and his mercy and his kindness over you. May the Lord guide your steps, that you will not lose your way. That the anointing of power to defeat your enemies will rest over you. Somebody say, I receive it. Somebody say, I receive it. Thank you, Nadia. May the Lord bless you as you say, I receive it. The Bible says there's power in your mouth. And as you say, I receive it in the name of Christ Jesus. May he go ahead of you, expand and extend your territories in the name of Christ Jesus. I say unto you today, as you receive this anointing of power, like the angel Gabriel said to Mary, the Holy Spirit will overshadow you. So shall it be. The Holy Spirit will overshadow your life. And you will do very well. May the blessings of this month of June go with you, move by you, extend the borders of your life, and bring a change in your life. I need two people to say amen. Whoever you are, say amen. Father, the person that is saying amen, amen, right now, I release a supernatural transformation of your anointing, that break yoke, that remove curses, to come over your life in the name of Christ Jesus. Father God, I bless your name and I release your anointing over this person who is gathered here today in the name of Christ Jesus. May the Lord bless you and keep you safe. May the holy hand of the Almighty God go with you. May the Christ Jesus blessings override, overtake you and your family in the name of Jesus. And you shall reap the blessings of the prophet. The Bible says the blessings of the prophet go a long way to make a change. And I prophesy these blessings over your life in the name of Christ Jesus. May the Lord bless you. May the mighty hand of the Almighty God go with you. May the Holy Spirit transform your life. That every shame, every disgrace over your life, delay be stopped in Jesus' name. Amen. Now I release the blessings of fullness. The blessings of fullness. The Bible says your bucket will be empty. And the heaven shall be a brass over your head. And the earth underneath your feet shall be like the iron. But today, I pronounce this blessing over your life, that the fullness of God's glory will be upon your life and upon my life. Somebody say amen. Let me say it again. May the blessings of El Shaddai be over your life. And let me say this to you. I'm prophesying to you. May the blessings of El Shaddai be over your life and over your children's children, and bring healing over you and the work of your hands. May the blanket of darkness, and I see a blanket of darkness being removed of two people. I'm hearing the Lord is saying, I am removing a blanket of darkness of two ladies. You guys are women. Oh man, let me say this quickly. I'm seeing a sheet of blanket of darkness coming from a curse, and it's being removed of two ladies. Whoever you are, I know, but I can't say it because it's confidential. But the Lord is saying there's a blanket of darkness that is being removed over you, and that you will now suddenly receive the fullness of God, the fullness of God, the fullness of God over your life in the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. Father, I leave these two people that are here in the name of Jesus, and I release the fullness of your goodness and your glory over this person's life. Father, the curse placed upon this person, we break that curse. You see, sometimes because you don't get the fullness of the blessings of God, there are holes in your life and curses are able to pass through. Yes, the Bible says, at the fullness of time, I will visit you Listen, Gabriel, the holy angel, told Sarah, Sarah has been waiting for so long for a baby. Time is running out. And Sarah was wondering, when will I also get what I want? Sometimes you go through life and everything is delayed, delayed, delayed. But the Bible says, at the fullness, the angel of God said to Sarah, I will come and visit you. And at the fullness of time, you shall conceive. So today, I thank God that the Lord is saying that that curse, that blanket of curse, those two ladies, believe you me, I know what I'm telling you. And I know what I heard. If I were you, I'll stay online until I finish tonight. Look, there's a window of opportunity that comes upon people's lives because they were there at the right time, at the right moment. Let me tell you, sometimes the Bible says you only get one chance to receive the blessings, or you have to wait for another time. Sometimes the enemy will make you occupy yourself with other things that you don't listen when God is speaking. God says, I will come like a thief, unannounced, and I will show up. The prophetic grace that comes doesn't announce. It doesn't. If you notice carefully, before it rains, the cloud will be dark. The cloud will be cloudy. It will be moody and somber. Then suddenly, boom, the rain will come down. We are in that sphere of the moment. The Lord is saying, there are two ladies here. There's a curse on you. There's a blanket of darkness over your life. But the Lord is saying, stay to the end of this and receive the full blessings to remove the blanket of your life. I didn't hear a man. Like I'll say, Father, give it to me. Listen, stay here. Glory be to God. Hey, man of God, glory be to God. We are with you for the 27th, man of God. We glorify God and we give him praise. If I were you, I would stay till the end. I've only got just 10 minutes. But Lord, I give you praise that your glory will flow. Your glory will flow. Your glory will flow. Your glory will flow over the person that is here. In the name of Christ Jesus. Abba Father, I bless your name and I give you praise. I give you glory and I give you all the honor in the name of Jesus. Yes, blessings for my home. Blessings for your home. Do you know that when blessings follow you and you open a front entrance of your door, blessings come with you. When a fly is standing outside your door, when you open the door, what does the fly do? The fly sneak in. When you open the door from outside, fresh air coming to your house. Also, it's blessings. Blessing is a spirit that follow people. It follow you. And wherever you go, the blessings follow you. The Bible says, my blessings shall go with you. Do you hear that? My blessings, Yahweh's blessing, will go with you. And the Lord is saying, this is the time and the hour where I'm releasing my special blessing over this limited sphere and time, that the one that will endure it to the end. You see, there were 10 virgins. They were going for a wedding celebration. 5 was ready. The other 5 were on Facebook. They were watching other things when they were supposed to be alert, focused on what God is planning to do on the wedding day of celebration. And what happened? They were deviated and they lost their blessing. Don't be like one of such people. You see, there's a curse called at the edge of blessing. Sometimes you'll be at the edge of blessing and the blessing will slip your hands. Don't be like that person. Now listen to this. Blessings from my home. May the Lord bless your home and bless your seed and bless the root of your seed in the name of Christ Jesus. Abba Father, I release this person over this moment, that the blessings of your hands will be upon this person's home, him and her and their children and the work of their hands. May your glory go with them in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. Now let me release the blessings of money. Father, I release the blessings of money. Blessings of money, blessings of money, blessings of money. Listen to me carefully. I'm a prophet of God, but I'm going to be true to you. You still need money to buy food. You need money to bless me and I bless you. You still need money to pay the bills. You still need money to go and pay for the makeup or the dress or whatever you want. Stop being a fake Christian, a and be a true Christian, you need money. So Father, I release your financial blessing over this person's life. I release the financial blessing over this person. And I thank you, Father God, for financial blessing over this person's life. Let your financial blessing go with this person that is here today. That every financial delay, every financial frustration, every financial curse, Jesus had treasurer holding money. This is Jesus. You better learn. You need money to be successful in life. Stop this. I'm a Christian. There's no glory when you're a Christian and you are broke. Let me repeat. God doesn't get a glory. You can't even bless the man of God. You can't even bless the woman of God. You can't even bless the church. You can't even give me money to help the orphanage. What are you talking about? Receive the blessings of money right now in the name of Christ Jesus. I prophesy the anointing of God's financial blessing over your life according to Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18. May the Lord release the grace and the favor. Somebody say amen. May the Lord release the grace and the favor over your life, over your family, over the work of your hands. And may all financial blessings that has escaped you be released today on this June 25th blessing over your life. Somebody say amen. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I bless your name. And I give you praise. Yes, and I give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, let me bless you again. Blessings for healthy children. Blessings for healthy children. Father God, I release the anointing of healthy children over anyone that is here today. The anointing of healthy children. Let me say it again. The Bible says children from the Lord are a blessing. And they will stand at the gates of your enemies and battle them out. So Father, I bless everyone that is here that has children or need children or about to have children. My God, may your hands be upon their life. May the mighty hand of your God be upon them, that they will have a blissful life. Their children will remain healthy. Their children will be blessed. Listen, sometimes the children come into the world and they are cursed. True story. I met a lady today. She has a cobra design on her whole, on the neck all the way to her breast area. How can the child, a young lady like this, with a snake design all the way from the shoulder, hands all the way to the breast, and the mouth of the cobra was by her breast? Can you imagine if she is my girlfriend? Whoa. But I pray that your children will be healthy and they will be blessed. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Father, I release this blessing over this person, that their children will be blessed in the name of Jesus. May your children be blessed. My children be blessed in the name of Christ Jesus. And wherever my children are, may the Lord send his holy angels on assignment to protect them, guide them, lead them, and sustain them. So shall it be for you. May the Lord lead you and guide you. May the anointing and the grace that made Jesus a victorious man be over your womb and your womb children. In Jesus' mighty name. Abba, Father, I bless you. And I release the blessings of gratefulness. Gracefulness. Blessings of gracefulness over your life. Let me tell you, the Bible says you grow in grace and you go from grace to grace. When you are graciously blessed, the Bible says the gray hair is a sign of grace, especially if you have wisdom. But today I prophesy the grace of the Almighty God over your life. Oh my God, I release the grace of the Almighty God over you and your family in the name of Christ Jesus. May the Lord lift up his countenance and his mercy and pour his grace over you and your family. May the Lord uplift you up, that you will grow in grace. In your senior age, you grow in grace. Your children likewise will grow in grace. And your children shall be a blessing around your wall. May the Lord go with you and lead you. May the Lord sustain you. May the Lord pour his anointing over you, guide your hands and sustain you. And above all, may you be a blessing to your generation. Somebody say amen. Receive it in the name of Christ Jesus. Let me pray before I wrap it up. Father God, I place before you this person that has stayed on till now. You see, one of the secrets of life is total obedience. I repeat, total obedience to what God requires of you. You see, you will lose your blessings because you refuse to be obedient to what God has required of you. But today, in the name of Christ Jesus, I release this grace over you. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the fullness of his power and might, the anointing of his glory, go with you, be with you, lead you, sustain your hands, and multiply over you, that you and your family will come into divine order. I bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And every curse that has wrestled against your life, because you showed up today and you have stayed on till now, may God remove that curse of you and set you free to go forth and become the man and the woman God has called you to be. May the grace of the prophetic favor and power be upon you. And lastly, may the blessings of might and power be over your life. Go with the Lord and in the blessings of El Shaddai. And I will see you on the other side of the first week of July. May God bless you. May God honor you. May God remember you. May the blessings of June 1st to the end of June, the sixth month of June, overtake you, outlast you, outrun you, outlive you, and go with you. Till I meet you again, God bless you. Thank you. Thank you for watching The Prophetic Flow. I love you and I appreciate you. And I don't take it lightly at all. All of you that has been faithful all these years, I don't take it lightly. God bless you. And I appreciate you. Thank you. And shalom. Bye now.